My name is Oksana Chulumbitko. I teach at Chuhur Lyceum No. 1. This is my essay.
Shevchenko Garden, located in the heart of Kharkiv, is a significant public park named after the renowned Ukrainian poet Taras Shevchenko. Established in 1907, the garden has a rich history, beginning as a botanical garden showcasing Ukraine's diverse flora. Over the years, it has transformed into a beloved recreational space, hosting various events, art exhibitions, and concerts, making it an integral part of Kharkiv's cultural scene. In addition to its cultural significance, Shevchenko Garden plays a crucial role in preserving biodiversity. The park is home to a wide range of plant and animal species, some of which are rare and endangered. You can freely visit the modern and renovated Kharkiv Zoo, which is located in Shevchenko Garden. Efforts are made by the park's caretakers to maintain the ecological balance, ensuring the conservation of these species for future generations. The garden's allure is not only in its natural beauty, but also in its ability to bring people together. Families gather for picnics, children enjoy outdoor activities, and artists find inspiration amidst the serene surroundings. There are small, cozy cafes and ice cream stalls, restaurants and coffee shops, a concert hall, and an opera house. Lots of people spend their time in this peaceful and tranquil place. Shevchenko Garden serves as a symbol of unity in Kharkiv, welcoming people from diverse backgrounds and fostering a sense of community. This is very important nowadays during the war. People in Kharkiv are courageous and resilient. They adore the city and make it better every single day. Today, Shevchenko Garden stands as a testament to the city's cultural richness and the harmonious existence of nature and humanity. It continues to be a peaceful oasis where visitors can experience the beauty of nature and the spirit of Kharkiv in a peaceful setting. I'm Gina Bennett.